Annabelle Hernandez, Annabelle, A-N-A-B-E-L, Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Date of birth is May 9th, 1973. This is for date of service, 3-23-2023. Mrs. Hernandez is a 49-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hyperthyroidism management. She also has a history of type 2 diabetes, vitamin D deficiency, anxiety, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. For her diabetes, she's on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly, metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day, and glipizide 10 milligrams once daily. For her hyperthyroidism, she is on methimazole 5 milligrams three times a day. She reports symptoms of dry skin, fatigue, some weight loss and fluctuations in her weight, hair loss, and mood swings. The patient reports that she is postmenopausal and her last period was last year in 2022. The patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and her vitamin D level is 21. Her free T3 level is 2.9 and her A1C is 9.4%. Her TSH is 2.1 and free T4 is 1.15. The patient was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism in 2022. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C is 9.4%. My plan is to increase the Ozempic to 0.5 milligrams once weekly. We will hold the glipizide therapy and continue the metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Next number, for her hyperthyroidism, the patient's thyroid labs are reviewed and her TSH is 2.1 and free T4 is 1.15. We're going to optimize the TSH level to below 2 and therefore we will reduce her methimazole therapy to 5 milligrams once daily and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to return. Next number, for her vitamin D deficiency, her current vitamin D level is 21 and the goal of the vitamin D is to be greater than 30 and therefore we recommend a vitamin D supplementation. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.